Swift. She starts the day winning Entertainer of the Year at the Academy of Country Music Awards last night. Jennifer Horn is here to go through that list with you. And then as far as lists are concerned, we have a list of all of the conversations people are having or maybe that you ought to have today, including this one, Jen, a nightclub in Alabama raising some eyebrows by announcing it's going to host a Food Stamp Friday party.
Food Stamp Friday!
Fridays. This would be good fodder for our friend Roberta Fasanelli. It seems to glamorize life on the food stamp, the food assistance program. An invitation for the party suggests that patrons of the Rose Supper Club in North Montgomery, Alabama, are going to have to pay a $5 cover charge if they have a food stamp card. In other words, you show us a food stamp card, you get in for $5. Everybody else pays $15 at the door.
Wow.
Okay. Now,
that's pretty unbelievable, don't you think?
I think it's just a sign of the times. 48% of Americans are on some form of government assistance. That's not good.
I had a little moment on Friday, actually.
Did you? You're on assistance now?
No. Thank God. Knock on wood. But I was in the grocery store, my local grocery store, on Friday afternoon, and I had just walked in to pick up a sandwich because I didn't pack lunch.
Mm.
And so I was going through the line, and this guy was in front of me, nicely dressed guy, no problems. He had a bottle of wine, and then I see him whip out the assistance card and give it a little swipe.
Yeah.
And when he realized he still owed the lady 62 cents, he wanted her to credit him back the money so he could just go buy beer instead.
Ah, very sweet.
Yeah,
and
it
was
interesting. It was a whole altercation. Finally, the lady just said, I'll pay your 62 cents for you. And he took off after he asked me for 62 cents, and I said no.
Good for you.
I know. I was really proud of myself.
Get him.
Sorry.
Jennifer.
No, thank you.
Yeah. All right, so who were some of the, not that we would tie these two stories together necessarily, food stamps and country music, but.
Hey, country music, they're my people.
I understand. Okay, so tell us about some of your people, will you please?
All right, yes, some of my people. All right, so last night was the Academy of Country Music Awards in Las Vegas. And if you remember.
Why do they have it in Las Vegas? There's no.
Well, they have different award shows. They already have one in Nashville. So this one has made its home in Las Vegas. And it's kind of a fun one. You know, it's lighthearted and fun.
Yeah.
The greatest thing of the night was Toby Keith singing his new viral hit, Red Solo Cup. I don't know if you've heard about this one. But
no, but you know what? With your permission, the item that I found most interesting last night, and I wasn't watching this. I was in and out of it, kind of in and out of a lot of different things working in my office here. I thought that the award of New Artist of the Year to Scotty McCreery was the best part of.
Yeah. And he deserves it.
Yeah.
That kid. He can sing. So
yeah.
Good for him.
Right, anyway.
And he's done really well. Anyway, so
Toby Keith sings
Red Solo Cup, which wasn't even on his album. It was something he just made to mess around. It went out on YouTube, and it's become probably one of his biggest
hits. What's the story
ever
in the song? What does that
mean?
It's
just about Red Solo Cup. That's what he's been drinking out of. He drinks his beer out of a Red Solo Cup.
Okay.
I fill you up. Proceed to party.
So it's somebody with the dog got run over and the car got smashed up, and it's a song like that, right?
Exactly.
Sad.
Exactly.
Sad.
You drink out of the Red Solo Cup at parties when you're out and around, you know, those little plastic red cups.
Got it.
But back to the awards, Taylor Swift did win Entertainer of the Year for the second time in a row, which is really good.
Mm-hmm.
She was supposed to take the kid with cancer to the awards last night, and unfortunately he was too sick to go to the awards, so that was kind of sad.
Did she make more money than any other country entertainer last year?
Yes.
Can I read that somewhere?
She and Kenny Chesney always rake in the most dough every year. Sure. So,
what is there about Kenny Chesney? I can understand her, but what about him? Kenny Chesney
goes on tour almost every single year, and he just does a great show, and people go out summer after summer to see Kenny Chesney, and that's where a lot of his money comes from.
Huh.
So, also doing really well last night was Miranda Lambert. She got two awards, Female Vocalist of the Year and Album of the Year, which was kind of fun. Blake Shelton, her husband, became the Male Vocalist of the Year for the first time ever. And Kelly Clarkson won. Tim and Faith didn't have too many new things going on. I think they were both there, and Tim McGraw is going on tour this summer, so maybe next year he'll get some more awards.
All right. All right, so that's pretty much the summation.
And you, you covered Scotty McCreery. That was
Lady Annie Bella. I like Lady Annie Bella.
I saw them in concert this week. They're great. Yeah. Great.
Vocal group of the year. Mm-hmm. So that summarizes it pretty well. Good.
Yeah. Kiss played this year, the band Kiss.
What, at the Country Music Awards?
Yeah. We're rockers. Country people are rockers at heart.
Nah.
There was also a wedding. I don't know if you heard about this.
Who got married?
These two people got married while Martina McBride sang Marry Me. I guess it was a little play on the Vegas drive-through chapel, and Martina McBride serenaded them. It's kind of a fun place to get married.
How are your abs today, please? Everybody take a look at your abs.
Where'd they go?
They aren't there. Perhaps it's time for you to work on getting them there, and a good way for you to get there is to start taking TH121. It is the world's finest antioxidant-based anti-aging weight loss formula. Provides dramatic results, no side effects, no jitters, no racing heart. This is the way for you to look your best this spring and summer. We all know we got the kind of the warmth of the winter.
It's padding.
From a little padding.
Yes.
So you want to shake that, and this is the way to do it. Here's the way to get TH121. Call 800-525-2710. It's an easy number to remember, right? 525-2710. Sound like an operator sometimes. 800-525-2710. The results using TH121 are guaranteed. Yes. No fooling around here. This is a powerful appetite suppressant. Every single cell in your body will be turned into a fat-burning factory. A sugar-burning factory. I like fat-burning factory. So then that sort of emphasize, puts emphasis on how this works. So you get a free 30-day supply of TH121 when you purchase a regular bottle at the regular price. 800, so it's like two for the price of one. You like that deal? 800-525-2710. What you'll like best about this deal is the fact that you'll lose weight in the first 10 days. Buy one, get one free. 800-525-2710.
Because no one knows how to keep your Buick at its best like the Buick Certified Service Experts. They'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for their latest service offers and everyday value pricing.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit HouseLogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
16 past the hour. This is the Good Day program. Monday is upon us, the 2nd of April. Yeah, yeah. We'll hear the stories later on today of the April Fool's jokes. However, it's Jennifer's job and my job to go through in this hour a lot of the things that have happened in the last 24 hours. Maybe you've been out of touch for the weekend. Hopefully you had a good one.
Yeah.
So now we get back into the discussion, which still this Zimmerman thing with Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson down there fanning the flames. Apparently, in the new report I saw, Jennifer, the voice heard screaming for help on the 911 call that was made just before Martin got shot is not Zimmerman's voice.
Right. I heard something like that. So are they trying to imply that it was Trayvon Martin's voice?
I don't know. I don't think they. I mean, I don't get who they're what they're trying to imply for this. How would you, these guys, how could they do that bad a job in not being able to distinguish Zimmerman's voice from Martin's voice? The evidence is strong enough to use in court, says the Owen Forensic Services Company in Florida. The Easy Voice Biometrics was used, comparing Zimmerman's voice to the screams, and it didn't even match on 50%. The quality of the audio is bad. If it was actually Zimmerman, the match would have been higher than 90%. So this guy from Owen Forensics couldn't confirm if the voice was Martin because he didn't have a sample to compare it with. So this is all these guys needed in Miami. Al Sharpton down there and Jesse Jackson. The point has been made, and made pretty well, I think somewhat effectively anyway, that last week in this country there were at least four, if not five, murders. Some committed by whites, some committed by blacks. But none of them have received the kind of attention this one has because the victims were not the perpetrators, both white and black, on white victims. No other black victims. And so this whole thing has been, in some people's minds anyway, twisted and turned out of completely out of perspective. Do you think that's true? Or is it just, I mean, how do you know, actually, in this circumstance?
You don't know what exactly. I mean, there are people committing crimes to each other all the time. But going back to this Trayvon case, what I'm kind of thinking is irresponsible is that this is such an emotionally charged thing already.
Well, is it really about
people,
this kid? Is it about
It's not. And that's the thing, is that it's kind of gotten away from being about him and about what went on with him. And instead of just saying, I mean, there's no way George Zimmerman's ever going to get a fair trial, ever, ever, ever. Not that I'm not even saying he deserves one. I think the guy's probably guilty. But the leaders that are jumping all over this need to be responsible and say, let the justice system work. Let this guy have his day in court. Let him pay for what he's done. And instead, it seems like it's just becoming a turf war, sort of. You know, and it's just gross. Too much separation.
800-510-8255. 1,000 comments are always welcome here on Good Day. 20 past
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
21 after. How to go from 20 to 21 after that fast?
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Expect to be the number one movie again this weekend. How many have seen it? Have you seen the movie? It's about teenagers killing each other for sport. You know, call me old-fashioned, but I miss the good old days of the Twilight movies where teenagers just suck the blood out of each other and, you know, and live forever. It was a more innocent time.
Yeah. This is interesting. A new study found that global warming occurred during medieval times. Yeah, though I doubt people noticed. I mean, it's like, I just caught bubonic plague and my arm fell off from leprosy, but I have to ask you guys something. Does it feel 3 degrees warmer? Normally, am I crazy?
Not crazy, but not funny. I didn't find that amusing at
that
all.
That was funny?
Nah.
Global warming and the bubonic plague together.
But you...
Nothing says funny like that.
Nah. Oh, okay, Jennifer. I'll remember that. And The Hunger Games is disgusting. Was it number one at the box office again this past weekend?
I think so. I haven't checked, but I'm pretty sure.
All right, your job is to check while I talk about the three winning Mega Millions tickets.
Ugh, wasn't me.
Three lucky winners in the Mega Millions drawing on Friday. Largest lottery jackpot in the history of lotteries, $656 million. The three winning tickets.
My turn. Mm.
2, 3, 23, 38, 46, and the Mega Ball was 23. I missed it by just one.
Oh, stop. Did you really?
One ticket. I didn't have that ticket.
Oh. It was like one number? Did you win anything?
Yeah. Winning tickets were sold in Illinois, Kansas, and Maryland. So far, nobody's come forward to claim their prize. I wouldn't go claim it. I'd send somebody that, you know, nobody knew was connected to me. If you take a lump sum, the winners get $105 million apiece. If they choose the payment option, they get $213 million over 26 years. So what's that, about 10, a little less than about $9 million a year?
Not bad.
Jackpot winners, let's see here. There were three $1 million winners who matched the Mega Ball number. Is that how that works? You just have to have the Mega Ball number and that's it?
Well, you have to have the Mega Ball to win. It's five numbers plus the Mega number, and you can't win the grand prize without having the Mega number, along
right.
with the other five.
But if you have the Mega Ball number, only... I don't understand how that works.
You will win something. If you have the Mega number, you will win something. Even if it's $1 or $2, you will win something.
Well, there were three people, three $1 million winners who matched the Mega Ball number.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand. There had to have been more than... Yeah, but only three people get the Mega Ball number?
No, but the Mega Ball with the five numbers in the line, with the Mega Ball number. They got all six numbers is essentially what they're
saying.
But
they didn't get them in order. Is that right?
Do you overthink everything?
They got all the numbers, Doug.
They got every number.
If they got all the numbers, then why didn't they win $100 million?
You said three people won, and three people did win.
No, but then in addition to that, there were three $1 million winners who matched the Mega Ball. There were three winners who got $100 million. And there were three winners who got a million. How'd they get a million?
They would probably have four of the six numbers and the mega number.
Probably.
That's what I would guess. That's how they would get the million.
All right, so
because if you have four out of the six, you'd win a prize.
800.
A big prize.
You don't mind if I don't really take what you're saying. I love you, but I'm not sure. I don't understand. I don't play this stuff,
what?
So I don't know.
I play a lot. I've got it down, man.
That's what me. But your explanation doesn't make any sense to me. 800-510.
Well, your explanation doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, then that's the way it is. 800-510-8255. How did these three win $1 million who had the Mega Ball number? What else did they have to have, if anything? Please help me understand, because Jennifer ain't cutting it. 800-510-8255. In addition, 158 tickets that picked five of the six numbers got $250,000 apiece.
Okay, so that's what I'm talking about. Five out of the six.
Really?
Oh, no. See, five out of the six without the mega number is $250,000 probably.
Okay,
let me go look it up and tell you right now.
All right. And, well, she's looking it up. You can look it up. And you can call us.
Hunger Games was number one, by the way.
Okay. 800-510-8255. Doug and Jennifer on the Good Day program, Monday morning, 2nd of April, the 28th after the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Well, it's official. With more people wanting to travel and decreased capacity, the law of supply and demand means that airfares have nowhere to go but up. In its annual report, the Federal Aviation Administration has predicted that mergers and consolidation will result in even more shrinking routes and higher fares. And the demand keeps growing. Airplanes are flying at a whopping 82% capacity, which for all intents and purposes means they're full. The volume of commercial air travel is expected to nearly double in the next two decades. In 2011 alone, demand for air travel grew 3.5%. So what does that mean for you? Higher airfares. There's no magic trick to getting around it. Just be vigilant and pay attention to the new rules of the road. Stay on top of airfare alerts and flash sale sites. And don't assume that all the inventory is listed online. Call up a human being at the airline to see what else is out there. You might be surprised. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Did you know that for less than what you pay each week at the laundromat, you could get a new washer and dryer during Rent-A-Center's appliance event?
So no more waiting around on a machine?
That's right. And with worry-free pricing, delivery, setup, and service are included.
No more digging around for quarters?
Nope.
No more missing socks?
Nope.
No more stranger lint?
Yeah.
Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer expires April 25th, 2012. Quantities limited.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
After the hour now. Alright, so we've had a bit of confusion if you're just joining us. The Mega Millions tickets that were sold, three people won the big money, and then somebody won $1 million. By matching,
I don't know who that was. And here's, I'm looking
You don't know who the top three are either.
No, I don't know who won $1 million because I'm looking at the official Mega Million site and they said that there were three people that won the $640 million jackpot. So we got them.
Right.
And then there were 161 people that got five numbers plus, but not the mega numbers. So they got all five numbers in a row that, and they won $250,000. That was the next biggest prize. That's, 161 that's not of those people.
That's the official. Somebody's misrepresented that in the news story because it says 158 tickets got the 250,000, and then three got $1 million.
Interesting. I don't know who the $1 million were because the top prize, aside from the jackpot, according to the Mega Millions official site, megamillions.com, there were four people that got four numbers, and the mega number got $10,000 each, and there were 897 of those people.
Say that again.
There. So if you had four numbers in the line and the mega number, you had you got $10,000, and there were 897 of those people.
Four numbers
that.
Plus the mega number. So you miss one number, and you only get 10,000.
Yes.
Okay, that could
still
explain.
Still not bad, though. $10,000?
That could explain why my Mega Millions. I bought a couple of them as I drove across the country when I'd go in and get cashews and a drink.
Yes, cashews, a drink, and a lottery ticket. I like it.
Right. Arkansas lottery number 060734354834. Sounds like the dimensions of an armadillo.
Or a very nice lady.
Really?
Throwing a couple extra numbers there. Right. He was going.
Yep. All right, so I guess that none of us won.
I know. I had it all planned out, too.
Did you really?
We did. Yep.
Yeah, what was going to happen?
Well, I was going to invest in everybody's company that I love. I was going to buy real estate. I was ready. I was going to become the landlord of the world.
But see, that's the problem. You have to think about what good you can do with the money, not what you can do for yourself.
That's why I'd invest. Program. That's what I'm saying. I'd invest with you. I'd invest with my dad. I'd invest
with a lot of people. That's a good investment. Investing in Stefan Multimedia? What an investment!
It would be Doug Steffen's Good Day owned by Jennifer Horne.
There you go. All right, so that's the Mega Millions story, our conversation about what's going on in the world. Jennifer has lots of things that are hot. I have a few things. We had, going back to the voice on the tape, not being Mr. Zimmerman's, Curtis is in Florida. What light can you shed on this, Curtis, if you're following this? I'm guessing you are.
Yes, I'm here. If one assumes that the voice has to be either Martin or Zimmerman, it overlooks the possibility that one of the people who witnessed the event is calling for help, like the person who made the 911 call. It could be an observer seeing that somebody's being beaten, perhaps. Let's just use that as a suggestion.
But if there's somebody who was there, why didn't this person come forward and say, this is what happened?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they'll find out and talk with him. Maybe they have already talked with him. Who knows? But to make the assumption that it has to be either one of those two overlooks that possibility. It could have even been the caller who made the 911 call, put the phone, moved the phone away from the person's mouth or her mouth. I don't know. I think it was
now,
the one who called.
I thought it was Zimmerman who made the 911 call. He called.
There was a woman that made a 911 call because she heard that she heard screams and she heard the altercation. So there was actually a woman that made the 911 call.
He also did.
I mean, George Zimmerman called because you can actually hear him allegedly say something bad, a racial slur, on the 911 recording.
Right. It was allegedly. I always love that.
Allegedly.
The point is there could have been another party out there going, help, help, this guy needs help, or whatever. You see.
So what do you think of this whole stir here, Curtis?
Well, I think in any crime thing, you have to do the investigation first.
No, that's not what I'm asking. No, I'm not asking you that. What do you think of all of the hay that's being made by various groups on either side of this?
I think it's over the top. That always happens this way. It seems people get emotional, and it often leads to wrong things. I mean, that's why they had hangings in the old days. Lynch them before they think about things.
Yeah.
I think you need to do the investigation first.
All right, sounds like a reasoned approach. Thank you, sir, for your thoughts and your call at 800-510-8255. We're always approachable here on Good Day. Jennifer and Doug, here's a story from the Mitt Romney campaign. April Fool's yesterday. Romney was supposed to attend a meet and greet at a restaurant. So his staff apparently decided to play a prank on him. They set up an identical room to the one where Romney was supposed to meet voters, but it was when Romney walked in, it was empty.
Nobody was, I love that.
So he says, I go in there and the room's completely empty. There's nobody there. The real event was being held in a room nearby.
Could you imagine if they had a Rick Santorum impersonator just sitting there in an empty room waiting for Mitt Romney to come?
Yeah, right.
Was it an April Fool's Day joke that George Bush came out and endorsed President Obama, or is that a true story?
I'd have a hard time swallowing that. I would too.
My mom swore it wasn't an April Fool's Day joke, but she told me yesterday, and I couldn't find the story.
No, anymore. I think Bush, I think he endorsed Romney over the weekend. Yeah. old Bush did. It wasn't young Bush. So young Bush hasn't come out and endorsed anybody yet?
I didn't think so until this weekend,
Well, somebody asked, what's that old fossil's name from Kentucky? Matt, what's the guy's name as the leader of the Senate? McConnell. He was asked why he hadn't endorsed somebody, and he said in his typical droll, nobody needs my advice. I mean, what does that tell you? Tells you that he's not going to endorse until the end, and then they'll all get on the bandwagon. Right, exactly. I always love it when a politician or everybody else says, the fact of the matter is, and you know they're guffing for wind, because that's all that
the
is.
The fact of the matter is.
Yeah, the fact of the matter is. The fact of the matter is that Sissy Houston has been interviewed. She is the sister of Whitney, and so what did she say?
She's the mom of Whitney.
Who's the sister?
Oh, I can't remember her name. She's been interviewing all over the place, though. But Sissy's, she was on with Bobby Christina on Oprah's show, actually. But Sissy hasn't. She's been keeping mum since her daughter died in mid-February. And she told New Jersey, My 9 News, that she did the best she could with Whitney. She doesn't blame herself. She said, quote, I know I did the best I could for everything. And she adds that she was very proud of Whitney. She accomplished a whole lot in a short time. And she was a very wonderful person.
Huh?
And as... What?
What would you expect a mother to say?
Yeah, I hate her. I can't stand her.
Well, that doesn't mean she isn't necessarily a bad person just because she's a drug addict. That doesn't
mean drug addicts are some of the best people ever because they're super duper sensitive. Well, because they're super sensitive. That's why they're medicating themselves. As for how she's doing now, Sissy said that she's still in the mourning phase. She has her moments. She's not quite there yet. She's not fully recovered, and I don't think she ever will be. But she said she's a true believer in God, and if she could bring her back, she would. But that's not a possibility. So she's hanging in there.
You know what, how silly that all that sounds? It's just, what's the point of saying anything under the circumstances?
Well, because it's her first interview, and so she's saying that she's fighting. I mean, obviously, it's probably you think it's a given, but it's...
I don't blame myself.
She's had to say something. Well, I think a lot of parents of drug addicts do blame themselves. Could I have done something differently? Could I have done an intervention? I mean, according to everybody, everybody thought Whitney was clean at the point that she died, and she was still doing cocaine and drinking and taking prescription pills. And so probably they're wanting to know, gosh, do you think you should have known your daughter was still using? I mean, there's probably a lot of questions you ask yourself.
I don't know. There's something missing from this. There's something... I don't know if it's sincerity. I did not hear. I'm just reading some of the words. And it all sounds like, okay, she was a wonderful person. I'm proud of my daughter. Yada, yada, yada. Okay. So if I yawn through that, you won't mind, right?
No. Okay. But should we talk about the related news?
Yes.
That Bobby Christina Brown has a new gig?
Yeah.
This is interesting because before Whitney passed away, Bobby really hadn't done much as far as acting or singing, but now she's trying to step into show business and take over where her mom left off. She got a gig on Tyler Perry's For Better or Worse series. She's going to be doing a recurring role, so not every episode, but she'll be on during the series. And no word on what she's going to play or when she begins.
Hold on. Do you mind if I parse your words? I'm going to be like Bill Clinton. What does it mean that she's going to take over her mother left off? Where is that?
She has made it clear in the media that she would like to have a showbiz career like her mother did.
Ah.
So she would like to jump into her mom's role in the industry
and become a singer and an actor.
Well, hopefully not the last one, but she does want to sing and act.
She's
hooked,
like, apparently pretty badly.
Yeah, the family still wants her to go to rehab. But you know what I think is kind of cool? Tyler Perry's a friend of Whitney Houston's, and so he's probably trying to offer her this role to get her maybe back on the, straighter path anyway.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That has more value than what her mother said.
I think so, too. And you know what? For the record, I know we're not supposed to give too much of our opinion here, but I have to tell you, I like Tyler Perry. I didn't know much about him, but the more I learn, the more I like. I think he's a good, solid guy.
All right, so you want to hear? I'm going to express my opinion.
Please, I love
what
your opinion.
What I say to Jennifer is, let's not do too much opinion here. Let's just tell the stories. Keith Olbermann was fired by Al Gore's network. Ha, ha, ha.
That's your opinion, just the ha ha ha. Quote Doug Stephan, ha ha ha. I want to see the celebrity arm wrestling match between the two of them because they've been at each other's throat for how long now? I mean, it's been.
Who, Gore and Olbermann?
Yeah, they've not.
Olbermann
liked each
other. Is a fool. He's an egotistical fool. Yeah, I mean, you become a victim of yourself when you think that you are. I mean, the guy needs somebody to, like, maybe I should send a box of cow manure to him or something, and he'd have an
light it on fire so he stops.
I don't know. I mean, the guy's just so full of gas. His own. At some point, you say, all right, what do you pay attention to? He's obviously impossible to work with. His line on, I mean, the stuff he comes up with is perfect for MSNBC or was perfect for Al Gore's network. But, hello. Just because you have the right line doesn't mean anybody can work with you. The guy needs to go see somebody and get straightened out. Maybe he should have an intervention. He's just an egotistical, obviously out of control guy who can't work with anybody. Does he have a wife?
No, a wife. Does he have a significant other? Wife or significant other?
Don't know.
Because could you imagine living with him?
Yeah, living with that guy?
I feel like there'd be a lot of corrections. Like, don't put my spoon here.
He better go buy some Mega Millions tickets because it's going to be a hard row for him to hoe when it comes to getting a job, I think. Anyway, maybe he'd be a good radio guy. I don't know. I've not heard him much on the radio. Whether he'd be a good radio person to go on, at sometime midnight to 4 or something. All right, gentlemen, please listen up. another million bottle giveaway. The announcement made about three, 4 weeks ago, Master Prostate, which last fall gave away a million bottles of their prostate health care formula, 12 key ingredients promoting healthy prostate function, mostly getting a good night's sleep is what this is all about, and the fact that it's all natural. Here's the best part, though. Now you can try once again as the second Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway is underway. You pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your free bottle is on its way to you to help you and your prostate health. Your prostate can affect your urine flow and sleeping habits, affect intimacy. So why would you wait? Call this number right now. 800-421-1712. That's 800-421-1712 for a free bottle of this stuff. You get on it, you will find it's incredible. It does what they say it will do. And that's why if you're tired of getting up to go, you need to call this number right now and give your mate a break. 800-421-1712. It's free. Why don't you call any number and get whatever it is free? I think that's kind of a cool thing. Have it around. Use it. 800-421-1712.
Winning the gold in the pentathlon and the decathlon is...
The winner of the intercollegiate ballroom dance competition is...
Jim Thorpe, All-American, Native American, and he raised the bar for every American. Excellence. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
All right, so Jen.
Yes.
The other item of interest here is, I told you about Keith Olbermann. Candace Bergen, interesting story there.
I think I had heard this. She revealed in a new interview that she had suffered a minor stroke back in 2006, and somehow I remember that that might have been when she was on Boston Legal.
Yeah.
It left her with some memory loss. She also is making her Broadway comeback in The Best Man. According to New York Magazine, she kept the stroke a secret because she didn't want it to be a liability and took just 2 weeks off to recover. That's
really
pretty tough. I know.
Right.
It's okay. She said her memory's not quite the same, but that she can do her lines and everything in her play. So
yeah.
Kind of cool.
Huh.
Yeah.
Law enforcement tracking of cell phones has become a powerful and widely used surveillance tool for local police. How about that, folks? You happy to hear that the locals have nothing better to do than follow you on your cell phone? There's no court oversight. Practice has become big business for cell phone companies who get paid to provide the police that information. Think about that while you're on your phone yakking.
Hey, meat eaters.
The freeze dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Consumer Radio, you're in charge. The Next Step and Good Day program. Try to organize things, put things together so that there is one continuum to the next continuum that makes a certain amount of sense. And so I go back to what I said a few minutes ago about the police using cell phones to figure out where you are. I find this nominally annoying to nominally offensive. There are other technologies that may be of interest in import today. Let's find out a couple of things here. First of all, Shelley Palmer has smartphones in his focus. They account for about 50% of mobile phone usage in our country. Interestingly enough, surprisingly, I thought it was even more than that. I don't feel so out of it now. I'm one of the 50% that doesn't have a smartphone. Are you? Let's find out what Shelley has to say in a moment here on Good Day.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
What appearance, and I'm a fortune.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, smartphones are trending up. They now account for almost 50% of mobile phones in the United States. And not surprisingly, feature phones are trending down. 4 out of 5 new mobile phone purchases are for smartphones. The clear winner is Google. About 48% of smartphones are Android devices. iPhone is second with about a third of the market, although iPhone sales are trending up at a remarkable pace. In the last 3 months, 43% of smartphone purchases were iPhones. And down and out in smartphone land is BlackBerry, struggling to hold on to the 12% of smartphone users who get their phones free from their bosses or who just love to type with their thumbs. What are we doing on our smartphones? We're not talking. For the first time, voice calls on mobile phones are down 11% year over year. But there's been a massive increase in data usage in the same period. Visit Facebook.com/Shelley Palmer Digital Living and tell me how you use your smartphone.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Did you know that for less than what you pay each week at the laundromat, you could get a new washer and dryer during Rent-A-Center's appliance event?
So no more waiting around on a machine?
That's right. And with worry-free pricing, delivery setup and service are included.
No more digging around for quarters?
Nope.
No more missing socks?
Nope.
No more stranger lint?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer expires April 25th, 2012. Quantities limited.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Let the referrals begin, eh? The story of a woman in China who killed herself by inhaling toxic fumes while talking to friends on Facebook.
Ugh.
This lady committed suicide on her 31st birthday. Her Facebook entries show her chatting with 9 friends, telling them she was gradually suffocating to death.
Ugh.
And none of them alerted authorities. None of them.
Oh, that's crazy.
One friend told her, quote, "Be calm, open the window, put out the charcoal fire, I beg you."
Wow.
Her last words in Chinese were, quote, "Too late, my room is filled with fumes. I posted another picture. Even while I'm dying, I still want Facebook."
Ugh. Her only
other
connection
Facebook
to
postings
people.
Indicated she was unhappy because her boyfriend was ignoring her.
That'll show him.
And didn't show up to be with her on her birthday. Hmm. So all the neurotics do not live in America, apparently.
Nope, they're all over.
Good Lord.
Wow.
And what is Facebook doing to make that better or worse?
Well, you know, to be honest and fair, she may not have even known those people she was chatting with in person. They could have just been Facebook friends that had no idea where she was.
It's pretty weird stuff, isn't it?
I know.
A new study finds that Facebook just might be bad for your self-esteem. There's a poll to that effect today at DougStefan.com. 59 past the hour. Doug and Jennifer here on Good Day.